It's the next gear on podtech.net. I'm Matt Kelly. I'm here in beautiful Madison, Wisconsin. It's a gorgeous Friday afternoon, and I'm joined today by Ron DeLong. Ron is with LinearLogic.com. Is that correct?
Yes, Linear Logic. We're in Mesa, Arizona. So I'm all the way back here enjoying the nice cool weather.
And we're here to talk about a product that you are demonstrating and actually offering to some folks of the Clean MPG Challenge as part of Hybrid Fest. Talk to us about this product.
Yes, it's called a scan gauge, and it plugs into the diagnostic connector you find on 1996 and newer cars. Happens to be those years because they standardized everything at that time, so you could take one connector and one device and plug into a Ford or a Toyota or whatever you have. But one of the main things it does a lot of different things. The things people are interested in here is the fuel economy. It can actually determine the fuel flow and come up with the miles per gallon as you drive, show you how many gallons you're using on a trip as you drive it. It's got a lot of features in it that show you how the engine's operating. And these people that are squeezing every ounce of energy out of a gallon of gas are very into those kinds of details in a car.
And I understand that this has gone through some modifications. Take us through the version 1 to the current version that we're at right now.
Well, version 1 started about 3 years ago, and it was rather large, and people didn't care for that. We came out with a smaller one a little over a year ago, and they liked that a lot more. But we've added steady improvements to it in the way of the mechanical size and readability, things that way, and how you can find neat little places to tuck it into just about any dashboard, under dash, on dash, whatever. But we're back here testing some new software that will allow the vehicle to read out even more accurate on the fuel economy, more resolution on fuel. It'll allow you to read more simultaneous things on the gauge functions. It's going to allow what a lot of people are really into is some of the more detailed things inside of hybrids themselves, special things about the batteries, and it'll allow the user to actually program it up to read those things so they can just keep adding capability to it as the cars get more and more complicated and have more and more things to tell you.
And what do you envision the next version of the scan gauge to be able to do that you're currently working on?
We're continuing to add features, like I say, geared a lot towards the economy. Also, we're going to get more into the performance. It'll allow you to make measurements of acceleration, deceleration, and we're coming up even with figures of merit to show you what the best acceleration, most efficient for fuel economy. People keep wondering what that is, and we're coming up with ways to actually measure that and quantify it.
This has consumer applications. Do you envision that it might have different applications as well?
Well, it's being used by a lot of people who like to repair their own cars because it does read diagnostic codes. It does show a lot of things going on in the vehicle. It's used all heavily by the RV people. They, of course, really have to start any improvement they can make in fuel economy is a lot of money to them. And they also do worry about temperatures of things, transmissions, engines, all the things that can go wrong and leave you stuck at the side of the road with your big RV.
Do you envision that there could be military applications for this as well, though?
Well, a government can definitely use it to keep a track on things if the vehicle is OBD2. And all vehicles under 14,000 pounds GVW required that today if they're sold in this country, in the United States, and most of the world, actually. Over 14,000, they're considering it. So even some of the heavier, bigger vehicle, military vehicles would probably be able to use it in the not-too-distant future.
How is your company doing? Is this a big selling product for you?
It's a very big selling product. We've been in the business of selling a lot of computer accessories and even in aircraft accessories. This is one of our first ventures into the automotive realm, tied in our expertise in computers and my background in automobiles. I'm the one that primarily developed this and from that background.
And what is the suggested retail price for the scan gauge?
It sells for $169.95.
And are you finding that a lot of your primary marketplace is the Prius or the Insight owner?
we're finding that they're some of the more challenging. They're the ones that seem to find the limits, and can we improve this? Can we make it more accurate when they do this? They're the ones that we look to really find. They're pushing the limits of the product. They're really into it. I talk to a lot of them. I had a lot of emails with them, and that's why we've decided, just as a company, we need to get deeper and deeper into this ourselves. So we're back here this year to see how this goes, to try some new software on some of these cars, and then hope to be back next year with even more things to help them get even higher mileage.
And your final thoughts about ScanGauge and the opportunity it represents for the public as well as these drivers at large?
Well, I believe that a lot of people are getting very sensitive to gas prices. We always see a surge in sales whenever the gas prices go up. And it does work on so many different cars. Anybody can save gas if they pay attention to what it tells them. But it's just like a bathroom scale. If you want to try to regulate your weight, the scale won't do it. But if you know what the scale says, you know what you need to do to get where you want to go. And this is it was developed primarily as a tool to help economy. I can give you a little history on that. In 2001, I bought a brand new pickup truck, four-wheel drive, and I was very disappointed in the fuel economy I was getting with it. I had to compare it to a car I really loved at the time. It was a 76 Eldorado convertible with a big 500-inch V8 and four-barrel carburetor. And those were the cars that, of course, everybody pointed to and said gas guzzler. And my Eldorado was getting better mileage than I was getting in my 2001 pickup truck. And I thought this couldn't be right because the technology improvements that had been made over the years. And I went to the dealer and complained about it, and they took a diagnostic box they had and they stuck it in the between me and the driver, and he took me out for a ride, and it showed that the vehicle could get good mileage. It was my driving habits were not as good as I thought they were. And that was nice, I said, but I you know, who can afford a couple thousand dollar tester here like you've got to show that kind of thing? And he says, well, you just practice and you get better at it. And I thought that wasn't a good answer, being an engineer and being into cars and being into the computer side of what was into cars. I decided to develop my own, and that's where basically the ScanGauge came from. And we figured out to go way beyond where their box does and put things on there that I think are even more useful and helpful to help you save gasoline. By the way, I found out how I can get to over 20 miles per gallon on that thing on the highway. And I also found that if I drove it my old-fashioned way, I could get 14. So it's a huge difference in these, especially SUV-type vehicles. It is absolutely phenomenal, the difference in economy on how you drive them.
And where can we get more information on the ScanGauge?
Go to www.scangauge.com, and that's spelled S-C-A-N-G-A-U-G-E. Or you can spell it G-U-A-G-E and a number of other ways. It'll probably get there anyway. Our website is also www.linear-logic.com. But right now, I believe you'll end up pretty much the same place as the ScanGauge. It'll direct you right there.
Ron DeLong from ScanGauge, linearlogic.com. A pleasure having you on the show today.
Thank you for talking to me today.
For the next year, I'm Matt Kelly on podtech.net.